We're continuing with our South American or Latin American coverage with Lyle White, Professor Lyle White, Research Associate at the Breedhurst Foundation and founder of organization Contextual Intelligence. Lyle, we continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for continuing.
Okay. So, Peru, we got our Marxist Party break.
Yeah. So, as the listeners may remember, Peru had an election, and a real wild card probably came in, one that people didn't know much about. And this is a recent developments around this. So Peru's ruling Marxist Party last week said that the government of President Pedro Castillo has now swerved to the right, and that it would withhold support for what they have called a caviar cabinet in the opposition-dominated Congress. Now, Castillo reshuffled his cabinet last week, replacing his far left-wing prime minister and other ministers with moderate officials. The former elementary school teacher won the shock elections earlier this year, running for the Peru Libre Party, obviously very much supported by the left in Peru. The shift towards the center has actually done incredible things for the financial markets in Peru. They've bolstered those financial markets. The currency in Peru, it's called the sol, is trading at its strongest position this year. And Peru is, this is all important. Peru is the world's second largest copper producing country. Prior to the move, obviously, Castillo's abrupt rise to the presidency had rattled markets and investors concerned over his calls during the campaign for major reform of the mining taxes and plans to redraft the market-friendly constitution. In other words, he was threatening nationalization of the mines. But the new prime minister that has come in at his side, Milce Vasquez, she has said that there will be no constitutional changes. That is not a priority right now in Peru.
That is hellish. That's hectic. And then turning our attention very briefly to the U.S.-Mexico war on drugs. This is one that always frightens me. Every time a friend of mine says they're traveling to Mexico, I'm like, hold on to your organs, because that place.
Hold on to your organs. Hold on to your organs. They used to say the same about Brazil, and as we know, things have shifted. And like anything, the squeezing of the balloon has popped out at Mexico with regards to drug trafficking and violence around this. Now, your friend might have been traveling to Mexico. If the friend had traveled there pre-2008, maybe the numbers are different, and that's what this relates to. It's very much around 2008, George W. Bush, the president of the United States at the time, they supported then-Mexican president Felipe Calderon in what they called the Merida Initiative. This was a massive anti-drug program that poured in about $3 billion of anti-drug funds to combat, obviously, the drug trafficking and violence around this, and also and really finance military equipment, crime prevention measures, etc. They have now realized that perhaps this was not the best move. Critics believe this approach may have actually had the opposite effect, since the kingpin strategy actually splintered and multiplied Mexican drug gangs instead. We have actually looked at the numbers, and the numbers are there's been an increase in homicide rates since 2008. And I think the good news is this. They have looked to expand their toolkit to combat drugs, and they are looking at implementing a new program called the Bicentennial Framework for Security, Public Health, and Safe Communities. This is also marks the 200th anniversary of official diplomatic relations between Mexico and the United States, and they are marking this with a much more humanitarian approach to combating drug trafficking and the violence associated with that. Let's see how it works, but it is a very, very interesting move between Mexico and the United States.
Possibly a lesson South Africa could learn ourselves, actually, as we're trying to combat some of the similar. Professor Lyle White, always a pleasure getting your insights, particularly on Latin America, our kind of cousin continent. Research associate and at the Breedhurst Foundation, as well as founder of Contextual Intelligence. It's